Chapter 3, Mishnah 10. Anai tel se'orma, isas chitim v'noisen l'soch isas erez. If someone takes leaven from wheat flour dough, and from which no challah has been taken, so it's still obligated in challah, and he puts it into a ras flour dough to leaven it, to make the ras flour dough leaven, and obviously ras flour is exempt from challah, which we said before. Im yesh batam dagan, if in the mixture now, this dough, this ras dough, if you can taste the wheat, you can taste the wheat, chayevis b'challah. They're still obligated in challah because the wheat flour dough is given a taste and therefore makes the whole thing obligated in challah. But if you can't even taste the wheat in the mixture, then patur. You don't have to take challah from it because the ras is not obligated. You don't have to take challah from ras flour and you can't taste the wheat flour in there. Im kain, lama amru hatevel oiser kol shu. So if that is the case, says the Mishnah, what does it mean? What's the principle that says tevel renders forbidden in any quantity? Tevel means that you haven't taken tithes. Tithes haven't been taken from something. Answers the Mishnah, min b'mino, that is only where it's of its own kind. So if you add tevel, from which tithes haven't been taken, into its own kind, it doesn't matter how much you add in, it renders the mixture forbidden. V'shelo b'mino, but if it's of a different kind, then b'nois en tam, you have to add enough tevel to transmit taste into the mixture. If there's no taste transfer, then there's no prohibition.